This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that. There are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the U.S. For the first time since April, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a news conference in a Trump administration bid to show it's paying attention to a spike in confirmed coronavirus cases. The briefing was held at the Health and Human Services Department, with Vice President Mike Pence noting that this is not like the pandemic's early days. The nation's better prepared to handle cases while also reopening the economy. But Dr. Anthony Fauci said the nation is facing a serious problem in some areas and reminded Americans to keep each other safe. European Union officials say that American tourists could be banned from traveling to the EU when the continent reopens July 1st. The New York Times and CNN report that the 27 member states have agreed in principle to bar travelers from several countries, including the United States, because they have not met criteria for controlling the coronavirus. The United States has the world's highest number of coronavirus infections and deaths. The infection rate has been increasing in several U.S. states in recent days, with spikes in Texas, Florida, Arizona, and California. The ban would be a stinging rebuke to the Trump administration's handling of the outbreak. A new meeting on the matter is scheduled for Monday. In the wake of international protests against police brutality prompted by the death of George Floyd, the Minneapolis City Council has unanimously advanced a plan that could one day do away with the city's police department. Following the unrest, the council voted Friday in favor of amending the city charter to replace the current department with Department of Community Safety and Violation or Violence Prevention. This is VOA News. China, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that the United States was imposing visa restrictions on Chinese Communist Party officials responsible for restricting freedoms in Hong Kong. Pompeo said the restrictions apply to current and former CCP officials who are believed to be responsible for or complicit in undermining Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy. The move comes ahead of a three-day meeting of China's parliament beginning Sunday. That's expected to enact new national security legislation for Hong Kong that's alarmed foreign governments and democracy activists in the territory. Pompeo's announcement also represents the first concrete U.S. step responding to China's moves. Mexico City's Attorney General's office's 12 suspects were arrested in connection with the assassination attempt on the Capitol's police chief Friday. The office's spokesperson said 11 of the suspects are from various states in Mexico and one in Colombia. Mexico's chief of police, Omar Garcia Harfuch, suffered three bullet wounds, and two of his bodyguards were killed in the dramatic assassination attempt that he quickly blamed on the Mexico's most powerful drug gangs, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, also known as the CJNG. A 26-year-old woman traveling in a car with relatives to sell street food nearby was also killed in a gunfire that ripped through the neighborhood. The area is home to many wealthy people and has ambassadorial residences. Led by the former police officer and based in the western state of Jalisco, the CJNG has been blamed for fueling record levels of violence in Mexico during its battles to eliminate rivals for control of drug trafficking and crime rackets. A federal judge has ordered the release of children held with their parents in U.S. immigration jails and denounced the Trump administration's prolonged detention of families during the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. District Judge Dolly G's order Friday applies to children at three family detention centers in Texas and Pennsylvania operated by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Some have been detained since last year, citing the recent spread of the virus in two of the three facilities. G set a deadline of July 17th for children to either be released with their parents or sent to family sponsors. And again, topping our top story, we're quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that. And there are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the United States. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.